All right. It's another Speak on the episode. It's your favorite two hosts, Young Skip, also known as AKO on the
What's up,
gram.
y'all? I mean, you guys sure already know who I am by now. It's your boy Els. What's good?
Yeah, it's the first time we got just the two hosts on the episode. We've been inviting everybody
Yep.
on every time.
What are we gonna talk about first?
Shit, what you got going on today? What was you doing?
What happened? I know my fantasy football league I clinched the playoffs. I was 7-6. I pretty much knew I was gonna make the playoffs, but I needed, this win, this past one on Sunday. And I was able to clinch at and I got what place am I in? I'm in fourth place. So
I heard your team was
yeah, I
pretty
mean
bad,
they
though.
didn't live we didn't live up to, the hype. I had a pretty I thought I had a pretty solid team, after the draft. But we were able to muster up some wins and just, they say once you're in, anything can happen. So we're just lucky to be in at this point,
Yeah, I heard you. Well, you got a
Always.
championship under
Yeah,
your belt, right? Or no?
I'm
Yeah,
no,
you
it's a
got kicked out
different
of
league,
that league.
and oh my God, I can't even believe that you brought that shit up. So, long story short,
Okay.
I was in a league with, a bunch of friends of mine. And these fools, look, I won the championship last year. It was the first year, the inaugural league, inaugural year or whatever. And I won it. I was one and done, like Kentucky, and they're trying to renew the league and whatever, and they wanted money for the league or whatever. I'll be lagging with them, especially. I'll be trying to, push them to the edge or whatever sometimes. But the commissioner, he was just being a dick, and he was just like being real toxic. I was telling him, look, I'll give you cash. I'll like hand you money, because his girlfriend lives like right by me. And this dude was like, no, like you have to cash at me. And I'm like, bro, like you're at your girl's house every day, and she lives two blocks away from me. Either I can get it to you or you'll give it to me. We were both just being petty and whatnot. And he won because he was a commissioner, and he made it to where I can be in the league. So I was like, whatever. So it is what it is. Always,
You'll bounce
always.
back.
No, I
Yeah,
take a year
you'll bounce
off,
back next year.
and I'll come back, I'll win it again.
Yeah. Exactly. He just had to lock out. The NBA had to lock out for a year now.
Yeah,
He bounced
I
back.
think it was probably a black thing though, but we'll get into that in another segment. There was some racial biasness going on.
Racial tension going on. Okay. Man, yeah. So what did I get into today? I mean, I had class. It was a pretty slow day for me, honestly. And then I decided to buy some jeans. I seen online there was a sale, $19 for a pair of jeans. So I'm like, man, I
What?
gotta cop. Like, jeans is
Wait, what
$100
brand?
nowadays. It's just from
Okay.
Paxson. Some nice little
Wait,
cool jeans and
hold
some
on.
distressed
Yo,
joints.
tell me why when I went, Black Friday shopping. Well, not Black Friday shopping, but I was window shopping. Like with my friend Bailey. And
Your girl,
what?
what?
You're sick, man. If everybody that's listening, I'm 100,000% single. But you sidetracked me. Oh yeah. So when I was, looking through the mall, like there was a million people in line just to get inside of PacSun. I couldn't believe it.
PacSun, the thing is, PacSun don't ha they got some solid stuff, but
Like,
it
yeah, that's
ain't
what I'm
busting.
like.
Like, they ain't
That's
got
what I'm like.
nothing
I was like,
crazy.
wow, like I guess.
Like, you won't ever catch me shopping at PacSun, really, unless it's like I said,
Yeah,
like it's a sale for some
they be having
jeans.
some
Man,
good
I need some
sales, not
jeans,
gonna
and it's all right. So I'm just trying to find me some cheap and affordable jeans right now, because jeans be $100. But the worst part is trying to find the perfect pair that fits you, because I usually. Usually I buy my jeans for like Topman, Zara, or something like that. And like, I've been trying on jeans all night, and I just hope the ones I ordered gonna feel right, because I ain't trying to have my pants.
Yeah,
my
no, nuts, I hear you. You know? I hear you.
It's not a good look. Yeah, I don't need anybody trying me.
Me and James, it's so tough sometimes, because like I got a solid size, and like, but my waist is, I got a small waist, so it's just like,
yeah, my waist small too.
Yeah,
it's like,
I ain't BBW. You feel me? I'm slim thick.
That's what I was saying. My thing is, I don't even wear jeans. Like, you'll catch me in jeans maybe 3-4 times throughout the year, you know? But I could throw in a fit, don't get me wrong, but I'm more like jogger sweats type.
Yeah, that's what I am too. I ain't tripping off no jeans.
Man. So we can go into, man, this chicken sandwich debate, man. You know, Popeye's got that good chicken sandwich everybody been talking about. I don't believe the hype, though. I haven't made the trip out there yet. The closest one to me, like 30 miles anyway.
It ain't happening, no 30-mile trip. I can tell you that right now. You know, yeah. And I had the Popeye sandwich. And, you know, I had it, I think, two or three times. And I'll tell you this. You know, the first time I had it, like, I was like, damn, like, I see why niggas were getting killed off this sandwich. Like, like, it was solid. Like, I can't lie. You know, it had.
Bro, people were losing their life over a sandwich. Yeah, it was worse than when
you know how people, they be camping out for the Jordans? Like, it was that bad, pretty much. Like,
fact, man. Hey, I would have bought it for to add some extra interest.
Some what?
You know,
interest.
I'm talking about my height.
I think it's about. I think it's about your girth.
Yeah.
I don't like you. Actually, it might.
Nah.
All the GMOs and sandwiches and stuff. Nigga, wake.
I heard one owner was dipping it in crack.
I saw that shit.
I just saw that the other day.
I saw that shit. And it really, thing is, if I can't even lie, like, if I owned like a restaurant or something, I swear, like, I would be putting like a little dab of Coke in that shit. Get people hooked on it. Oh, God. Heck yeah.
What? But I'm like, no wonder people was wilding out for them sandwiches. They was.
Yeah, for real. Like, but again, like, I promise you. Like it was like the bun was so like buttery. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell? It was a brioche bun. Like the reason why the sandwich cost so much, because the bun, like, I think it's like $5. Like the bun was so fire. It was a rich people bun. So, and then chicken breast itself was real thick. So I was like, man. And then you get the spicy kind with that sweet heat. It was really popping.
Mm-hmm. I heard that sweet heat really about it.
Yes, it's real good. It's real good. You know, I like it. It's hard to really compare to the Chick-fil-A, because, like, with the Chick-fil-A, you know, you're going to get, like, the cheese. You're going to get some lettuce, tomato, whatever. And then you also got the Chick-fil-A sauces that they got, but...
But I'm exactly Chick-fil-A. I can't cheat on Chick-fil-A, man.
But the thing is, the Popeyes one is like, it's thick. Like, it's got some girth to it. It's a nice size on it. And again, that bun is crazy. You know, you get the spicy kind. It's, it's fire though. It's fire. I can't lie. I heard McDonald's they gonna do one, but I mean, I ain't really tripping.
Yeah, I ain't buying no. I can't tell you last time I ate McDonald's. It's like the chum bucket. that's bottom tier. I'm not doing it.
I got one question for you. And we talked about this briefly earlier. Would you rather eat a bowl of soggy cereal or some ass?
I'm gonna take the soggy cereal.
I'm gonna take the soggy cereal every time, every day of the week.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, people. You might have to light your tongue on fire to get them.
Yeah, you got dookie flakes in your tongue. I don't want it. I don't want no parts. I'm gonna have to put that in a poll on my IG.
Thing is, on with the soggy cereal, once your mouth just goes right down.
Yeah, you ain't got to really chew it.
You ain't got to chew it.
Yeah, so that's. I know some filthy niggas gonna listen to this and they gonna say, "I'm gonna eat the booty." That's gonna be that. Yeah, they're gonna say that so fast. I'm gonna put that as a poll on my IG. Mm-hmm. I gotta see what people say.
Yeah, I can't do it. Man, what else we got? Oh, what about this PlayStation turning 25? Man, we didn't spend half our life.
Oh yeah, that's pretty solid. You know, I didn't even realize that it was that old until
time flies.
Like, I forgot that it came out before I was even born, honestly. But I mean, it's just crazy, like how much has evolved, you know, within that time, you know, especially with the graphics. Just seeing like this, it was. PlayStation 1 was like, it was like blocks. Like, it looked like it was so trash with the graphics.
And we thought that was the best
for real. Thing since and then PS2 dropped. And, you know, that was real fire. I remember playing PS2. You didn't have the memory card to save games. You had to keep your PS4 on. I mean, you had to keep your PS2 on for like a week because you didn't want your save data to go away.
Oh, facts.
For real, you had to, bro. I remember. My mom would be like, "Turn the game off." I would have put something in front of it so the light won't show.
Bro, I remember that.
Ridiculous.
Facts. Nah, PlayStation, they kept me out the street.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even leave my house as a kid. Just play that.
Facts. I just play PlayStation. That's social. You and your homies on nowadays. Yeah. You hop on the mic. You've been chatting for 5 hours. Don't even realize.
Yeah, really. And
too bad. Our homies don't get on anymore.
Yeah, though. It's. You know, I'm almost retired from PlayStation. It feels like just about. I mean, I really don't even play anymore. I might get on like.
Yeah. I used to fiend for it.
Once in a while. It don't serve as it. I guess. I guess, you know, it already served its purpose in my life. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't really trip off no more. I'm not going to, you know, force the homies to get on. But
I remember when we were younger, when we used to be on, like, up until, like, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, just playing. Faking sleep. Burning. And then you get right back to it. Turn the TV off, fake sleep. Wait till people sleep, and then get right back to it. Turn the volume all the way down, burning your eyes.
Right. You gotta do anything you could to keep playing the game. It wasn't much else to do when we was younger either, like going outside and all that stuff. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't.
Nah, that wasn't it. Playing PS4 was fire. Or what I keep saying, PS4. You know, PlayStation in general was fire. And then PS3 dropped. It was different. And PS4 was just a whole another bag, but
yeah. That PS5 dropping soon. I don't know if I'm.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying too. Especially because, you know, like I said, like I don't know. I ain't really my interest has peaked a while ago. You know, I just been over it lately. You know, maybe one day I'll get right back to it. Right. But until then, I ain't really tripping.
Yeah, I feel you. Have you seen that new Black Widow trailer for Marvel?
Oh, yeah. No, I was drinking. I had to drink some water, bro.
Oh.
Where'd you think I was going?
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping you were just drinking some water.
Well, that's exactly what I was doing. But the Black Widow trailer, it was solid. You know, I always like, I always enjoy a Marvel movie. Yeah, like that's movie. You know if Marvel is attached to it, you know I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna see it. You know, I love a good action movie with a nice storyline. You know, I can't even lie, like I don't even really be going to the movie theaters that often. I'll probably just like stream something, you know, watch it from like Netflix or something.
That's true. I low key be paranoid. I ain't gonna lie. I be paranoid when I go to movie theater sometimes, just because you just hear about all the stuff that's happened
Oh,
recently. Like that's the I don't know, man. That's the just be in the
yeah.
back of my head. But same, like I just rather wait to it on a streaming service or hop on DVD, and then I'll see it on there. But the trailer was cool. I mean, it's another Marvel movie, so I can't really
Yeah,
complain.
I was gonna say, back to what you were saying about the paranoid thing. I guess like I don't really, I think about that stuff where I used to, but I don't really. I just be like, fuck it. Like, if somebody really gonna take their time out to shoot up the theater while I'm here, then fuck it. Like, that's just my calling at that point.
Yeah.
For real. But if a nigga shoot me, he better shoot to kill. Cause if he ran out of bullets, I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. For real. I'm not
But
joking.
it's definitely
Bro,
rough, man.
that would be disgusting. I'd
That's
be
what I'm
like,
saying, though.
I
Like,
really be
you don't
like, nigga,
expect.
like you couldn't wait till the movie was over. Like
Oh my
for real.
God.
I like I'm be like, damn, like I really just wasted this bread to watch this movie and this dude decided to shoot it up. Like his day
Yo,
must really
chill,
been bad.
chill.
Like
Yeah,
that's sick.
I mean, yeah. The last movie that I went to go see in the theater was like, it's that alligator movie when, it was trash. Like, this her dad was stuck at the bottom of the house, and it was like hella crocodiles
Like
got into like a hurricane
he
or
was watching one
something.
of them corny scary movies. See, I can't even
Yeah.
do that.
I forget what it's called though. No. It wasn't even a scary movie. It was more so like a thriller. Like, oh, she survived. Like she had like
You said it was crocodiles in the
wasn't
house. Nigga,
yeah, like but the house
what
was
kind of house
flooded
they
with
had where
water.
multiple crocodiles in the house swimming in it?
I'm saying it was flooded, like the whole block
Jesus
was flooded.
Christ. I hope I.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
I
was
hope.
crazy. That's why I'd be mad though. You spend your money, it's like you're taking a chance. Like the
No,
movie could be bad. You had to spend 40 hot
that's what I'm
to
saying.
go see
Like
a movie.
the only way I'm gonna
Could
see
you?
a movie if it's I need something with some credibility with a name attached to it. Like
Yeah, I need
yeah, I
like a
need I'm
Denzel
telling
or
you, the
something.
only movie that I'm gonna go see in an actual theater is something that's Marvel because I know I could trust it. Or like a
Yeah.
X-Men or like something with a name attached to it. I can't go and watch these low budget
Facts.
films, these no name producers. I can't do it. I'm not gonna waste my time. You
Right.
know, especially like you said,
Facts.
when the ticket alone, if it's you and another person, that's and it, especially
That's like
if you're paying
40
for a chick
bucks.
too, let's say that's 15 a piece, that's 30 bucks right there. You get something to snack on.
You want some
You got
snacks?
80 bucks already. So I mean, it's
Yeah,
just
yeah.
it don't,
It don't be
man.
worth
And
it.
don't and don't, man. Just don't have like a nice little drive. You're spending money on gas. You got to pick your up. All that cool stuff. Just it's like, dang, bro. It's
Facts.
ridiculous sometimes.
Facts. That's facts, bro. That's real. Man, so how are we feeling about this new dance called the Mop?
I saw that crap. Like it's I mean
It's
it's cool,
bussing.
it's real cool, I know the young people gonna like it, I'm too old for that stuff though, I just do my little boogie, I go
Yeah, they're gonna
yeah,
jig.
I pull up to the club, I do my little two step, that's it. I ain't gotta do all that little
Yeah.
mop and stuff. I ain't gotta be jerking.
Yeah, it's not happening. I'm
I
gonna
ain't
hit
got
the
to, I
mop.
ain't, yeah, I ain't got to twerk and all that stuff. I'm gonna do my little two step. I'm gonna catch a vibe or two from the chicks, But I ain't got to be doing all them dances, man. Hello?
I'm a whoa. Already know when I step in the scene, I'm hitting my mop, my whoa. I'm gonna hit the folk, don't stop. All
I
that.
mean. Yeah, man, I'm just gonna be chilling, a young
That's
not
because you can't dance.
when you're a young player, man, you ain't gotta do all that stuff to get no attention. looking like a thot. What? They got the everybody in the club, you know, doing their little synchronized dance moves and shit. I'd be chilling, you know. I'ma just, you know, wink at a couple young thotties, you know, see what they are, you know. That's really me. I'm gonna do my little two step.
Crazy.
Do my little two step. One, two, boom, boom. One, two, boom, boom. That's it. I ain't gotta do too much.
He think what? He R. Kelly.
Step in the name of love.
R. Kelly.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So recently I was having this debate with people. Or actually no, I seen a YouTube video and they were debating who can and cannot say the N word. Really? Yeah. And I heard some interesting stuff on there. What is your perspective?
I don't know, man. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, the word doesn't offend me personally. Like, I really don't get offended by much, you know. Anybody can say anything,
yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'm gonna say whatever I want in response to, you know, having. So I mean,
yeah,
somebody want to call me that, you know, I'm not. Stuff like that doesn't rile me up or just overhype me and turn me like extra mad. Like, oh, mm-hmm. You just called me this. Like, that's just not who I am.
I feel you. I mean, I heard a lot of interesting stuff. So one of the points I heard was a guy was like, well, since us blacks are rapping, like saying it in rap songs, like, why can't people sing along and say it? And I'm like, huh? I'm at the end of the day, this is my point. I'm like, why do people outside of that aren't black have to say it? Like, what's so special about that word? Like, it's not like people try to say, oh, it's trendy. It's not trendy. Like, what? That word is not trendy. But I don't know. Like, I don't really say it often. I mean, obviously, I've used it before, like, especially just around my friends, like my core group. But I don't know. It's just not something I feel like that has to be said, though. Like, there's so many other words you can use. And I feel like when I do hear from people that aren't black, I cringe, though. Like, it's like, like, did you really have to say that?
It was funny because before you had even asked this question, you know, this morning, I was just like thinking about it, and I don't even know why I was, but I was thinking about it, but from a different perspective. Like, mm-hmm. Because again, like I said, you know, I don't care who the hell uses it,
mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
Am I going to be somebody ass because they use it? No. You know, like I'm not about to go out of my way to stop somebody. I'm, who, you know, like it ain't nothing ever that serious. You know, I was just thinking like, man, like, you know, what if people were like using like other racial slurs, and even though it's not like in a negative connotation, but like just using other racial slurs, it's just like, damn, like you calling people like wetbacks or chinks and all that stuff. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
Like bro, like, like, you know, just,
yeah.
And me personally, right. I don't even talk like that. I've never even found myself just like a reason to talk like that.
Yeah, like feeling the, yeah, exactly. Feeling the need to really
but
say
again,
that.
Like,
using,
I
don't know.
I guess like using the N word is just so different because it's something that mm-hmm. is used every day and you hear it every day, and it's just like and
yeah.
is using just about every song that you hear. So it's just like it's just so mm-hmm. weird because it's like even looking in other people's shoes, it's like in a rap song, let's say you're reciting lyrics and then you gotta bleep yourself.
Like, facts, yeah.
Like that's just so whack. Like that is so whack.
Yeah. No, I feel you 100%. I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. I just rather it not black, but if it came down to it, I just would rather nobody use it.
Mm.
You feel me? Just, and I don't know. I feel like using it within, do you think that does that stop from people like wanting to market certain people or like anything like that? Like say, like how businesses are run and then they partner up with people. Like, do you think that's stopping people from like partnering with different individuals if they constantly are like using the N-word? Like,
Like,
does that give you a bad rep, you think?
you talking about black people or white or just like people that aren't black?
Like even just black people.
I mean, not really, because rappers say it all the time, and they still partner with a
Yeah.
lot of businesses. I mean, that's just, and honestly, like that partnerships stuff, like people, it's a popularity contest. Whatever people, if people think that you could bring, some kind of audience to them, then they gonna, you'll sponsor them, whatever, or they'll sponsor you. I mean,
It is who
yeah,
got the
it's
most
all that stuff
clout.
is a popularity contest.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, and if anybody's listening to this and they call me and they think like, oh, he's Uncle Tom for saying that, anybody, I literally do not care, and my DMs
Yeah.
are open. You can message me with, however you feel about it. I may or may not reply.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what everybody thinks. So everybody listens to this. Let me know. Let us know. Like, what's your perspective on it? I know I'm gonna get a lot of DMs. Like, yeah, if you're not black, you shouldn't say it. But it shows a lot of Hispanics that say it. So, I'm interested to see what everybody thinks.
Does Eminem say
What
it? Do
a.
you know?
I don't know. Well, recently I saw the video of the Gina Rodriguez chick saying it, and they were pissed that she said it, and they say Fat Joe uses it,
Yeah,
Tekashi
that's a,
using it
my thing
uses it.
is like people, this is what I hate. I hate when people, when they say, oh, like for example, like if a small name person like that isn't like black like says it, they'll be like all over him. But if like Tekashi 6ix9ine says it, like niggas are still reciting his lyrics,
Yeah.
and they don't like make it look
Facts.
good.
And he be hanging out
It,
with he be
exactly.
hanging out with blacks.
So it's so, to me,
Yeah.
it's so confusing. It's so confusing. Like,
Yeah.
that's why I'm just like, you know what? If a motherfucker wanna say it. I don't care. I literally don't care. It's
Yeah.
it it does not it it doesn't offend me. It don't offend me.
Yeah.
Like,
Facts.
and
I
but
hear
I'm
you.
not I but I
So
will
how
say this. Like, I don't, my friend circle, I ain't about to have like a friend circle with a bunch of people that ain't black just saying like, hey, my nigga, yeah, what's good? Like, what? Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm
Don't
saying.
get me
It's so
wrong. Don't
cringe.
get me
I'm like,
wrong.
yo, yeah.
But if somebody
Yeah.
said it
I
and I
feel
was around, I'm not about to react and cause a
But
scene.
this is my thing too. This is my thing too. It be people that know when not to say it but be using it. So it's like if you know that you're not really supposed to be saying it at certain times, like you're not supposed to be using that word at all.
That's
Like
funny.
facts. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
So how do we feel about what's been going on recently with Kaepernick and Antonio Brown? We can start with Cap first.
Don't even know, man. Like, I really don't know. It just the whole situation, just with, again, Cap, he hasn't been in the league for a couple years. He's looking to,
More than talented enough to be
yeah,
in
you can
there,
say
though.
that. Yeah, you can say
You
that.
know?
I mean, he's got, he
Fact.
still, I think he's got a little bit left in the tank. But just
Yeah.
the whole way that everything broke down was just, it was just so bad. And you could say by both sides, by the NFL and by Kaepernick, because at the end of the day, the way the NFL, put it together, they put it together real last minute, on a Saturday, where most workouts are hosted on a Tuesday, so that all the teams that can have a representative to at least go and see them. Yeah, because
To
the
be,
games will
yeah, to
be
be in
there
attendance.
on Sunday. Teams are more than likely, getting ready to, suit up for the game the next day, and all that. So it was bad from the NFL's standpoint, and then it was also bad from Kaepernick's standpoint, in my opinion, because he waited till the final hour to want to make changes, and that's It just made it seem more like Cap wanted to stick his last middle finger to the NFL, I want to do it my way. Like I'm gonna wait till Saturday at 3 o'clock to tell the NFL, like, hey, we're gonna do it this way instead of your way. And
I feel like it was partly the NFL's fault. I mean, we could blame Cap partly too, but just the way how everything transpired within like setting up that workout and whatnot, I feel like it shouldn't have been that complicated.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, what people have to do is really look at it as they have to stop looking at the NFL for, anything other than a business. Because, again, it's one thing to say, the NFL should give him, an opportunity and they shouldn't blackball him. But if that's what a multi-billion-dollar company wants to do, man, it's nothing that we can do to stop it. No matter if we like it or not. Yeah. What are we as a consumer going to do? Are we going to go to the NFL headquarters and knock on the door and tell Roger Goodell to, hey, like, let Kaepernick back in football. Don't blackball him. Don't make it, to where he, like, other teams don't sign or whatever. It's tough. It's nothing we can do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like the NFL was in the wrong.
Yeah.
As far as the oh, dang, it just slipped my mind. What did they do? Oh, there had to be something wrong for them to even have to, give him all that money that they did. Yeah, the settlement.
Yeah, I mean, they already. I mean, everybody already.
So I think. Knows. But aren't they still paying him or no?
I think they. Well, no. I don't know, the whole details of how much or, over how many years, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just paid him, one lump sum of, upwards of 50 to whatever millions of dollars that they gave him. If I'm Kaepernick, I wouldn't give a damn if I played another down in NFL or not. They probably paid him, 50 plus million. Like, and again, if they already, and here's my opinion, if they already settled with you, and then on top of that, they say, you know what? And then I heard Jay-Z, was able to vouch for Cap and was to get him that workout that he had. If they already settled with me, and then they say, you know what? Here, we'll give you this workout. And if I was just going there just to play, I don't care what day the workout is. If I, they could have told me, "Hey, we want you to work out tomorrow in front of however many teams." I'm gonna go work out if my sole purpose is to play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah, but that I think it was something to do with the contract. Remember, it was something within the contract.
I
mean,
I don't really know. Just the whole.
But.
Yeah, if the verbiage in the contract is stopping you, man, come on, man. If you want to play, if a man wanted to play, and they already settled, 50 plus million with you, now it's just, hey, do you want to play or not?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't give a damn. If that's how I really feel, I'm gonna show what I could do. If a motherfucker don't sign me, it is what it is. Because at the end of the day, it's not up to him whether he, it's up to the big boys. So
to the big boy, facts. How we feel about AB, man? What's up with my guy? He was a Patriot. He was on America's best team, the New England Patriots, and he said, "F the NFL, it's a plantation, blah blah blah," and then he apologized in weeks later. Man.
That AB is a fool. Like, I still cannot believe the fact that this man couldn't wait 72 more hours and just chill, and he would have had 30 million. He would have had 30 million in his bank. after 72 hours, if he, just, if he could have just chilled and he couldn't do it, I cannot I cannot believe that.
Wasn't that your favorite wide receiver?
No, AB, he's like, I would say he'll probably be my second favorite receiver. He's tough. I mean, the Patriots could still use him, but
talented guy. Yeah, Patriots, we have no receivers.
But he's just a fool, man. He's hilarious though, but he got some stuff to work out. That dude's tripping.
Thanks. He need to go work on himself, his personality. He need to get it together, man. That
CTE was flaring up.
Man, that's what I be hearing, man. That CTE is no joke. Mm-mm. How we feel about the rise of the black quarterback in the NFL?
I mean,
Lamar Jackson doing his thing.
There's some pretty good black quarterbacks. Russ Wilson, Lamar, Deshaun Watson. Jameis, Jameis is cool. You know, he's a little turnover prone.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Tom Brady. Well, I mean.
Jesus Christ. Huh? Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett's pretty solid. He's leading the Colts. I think they're only 6-5 or something.
Six and five.
I don't know.
I'm a big fan of Lamar, man. I feel like he's gonna be one of the best when it's all said and done. Just his mindset and his determination just sets the tone for what's to come. Yeah,
Lamar's cold. You know, he's still developing. Only in his second year, he's fast as lightning. His run game is always going to be there. It's just, you know, continue to develop as a passer. But to me, the Ravens, they don't, you know, they probably need like one more receiver, like a big name receiver. And, you know, that'll probably come hopefully within maybe next offseason or within the next few years. But, you know, they got a solid team, solid defense. I would love to see, you know, him go to a Super Bowl and win one. Hopefully, you know, whatever black quarterback wins, it'll really be dope, in my opinion, this year. Just seeing him win, it'll be real cool. I don't want to see the Patriots win, man. I'm done with that.
But, yeah. we're going to win another one, but, I mean, after Brady retired, then the rest of the NFL could have it. But, yeah, Brady, he got at least one or two more.
I don't see it, but, yeah, I know. I don't see it, but I really don't see it, bro.
Big Bill don't bring out the real game plan and the real schemes.
I hope
to play
so, because they just have not looked good, especially offensively.
Bro, we don't look good. We're 10-3.
You guys play nobody.
Doesn't matter.
God, it's
we're playing against professional athletes.
You guys play
every week.
The Dolphins, so the Jets, the Bills 6 times every year. That's an automatic 6 wins.
That's fire. And then what happens when we get to the playoffs? We beat the quote-unquote good team. So it don't matter.
We'll see, though, this year, man. You know, we will see, 100%.
We beat the good team, so we're going to see what happens, though. I mean, the NFL should be interesting come playoff time and see who wins another Super Bowl. When should parents not be – so let's go ahead and transition over to this. This is an interesting topic. What is like when you're seriously entertaining a chick, like what are your first few like baby steps going forward and trying to like make it a serious thing? Like, is she meeting your parents within like the first couple months?
I mean, I personally haven't really necessarily met, you know, the right person to even introduce to my parents. I don't really even like talking to, well, I haven't really met anybody that I've actually liked long enough to where I was like, you know what? Okay. Like it's time to progress some further. So, you know, like, things it just doesn't work sometimes. No matter what it is, it could be something small. Like if we don't just like vibe, just like talking every day, if you know, just things just aren't right, then I don't know, I'd just be quick to want to move on to something else. don't know, man.
I feel you. No, I feel you. I don't know. For me personally, I don't know. At the end of the day, people know if they really want to mess with you or not. Like, I don't care if it's the first date, the second date, the third date. Like people know. Like, obviously, like, if you just a weirdo and you just wilding out and stuff, that's one thing. And people get like, oh, this is how you are. Like, I ain't trying to mess with that. But like, if you're real, like, down to earth person and like, you know, y'all vibing out, things are going well. Like, at the end of the day, people know if they really gonna mess with you. Like, people try to make it seem like, oh, I got to know you for 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years. And then I don't think that's realistic. I don't know.
You're talking about like when people put like different stipulations on, like, you know, how long we should. Yeah, I feel like shit should come natural. Like whenever the time is ready, the time is ready. Like, especially I hate when people try to like put like time stamps or like you gotta pass, you gotta get this check first, and then like bitch, we're not playing GTA. Like, you gotta pass certain checkpoints first not before like... you can get to the next level. Like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst too. I think that I've learned just not to force anything. Like, I don't know. I used to be bad at that, man. Like, you know, like, you really vibing with a chick. You're like, oh, man, I really mess with her. Like, you know, going forward, I want to go, you know, progress and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, you can't force nobody to be there for you or to really, you know, like you or whatever you want to call it, you know? Like I said, it just got to come natural, because you mess around, you out here forcing it, you, that's like drive people nuts. Like, you, at that point, you just push them away.
And really with me, like, again, if y'all ever see me claiming a chick, y'all, I couldn't tell you a chick that I claim ever. So if y'all ever see me claiming a chick, y'all should know that's the one. Like, I'm not about to play around with it. I'm gonna be one and done. The one chick that y'all see me claim, that's gonna be my first and last, and I'm gonna be out. Yeah, you know,
man, that's gonna be. I feel like that's gonna be tough though. Like, that's gonna be like your first, like, not your first exact, but like,
you could
know,
say that. You like could definitely you said, say that.
It'll be like your first chick that you really like rocking with, and like, it, when stuff hits the fan, like, are you gonna be able to be like, all right, yeah, like, you know, you're gonna bounce right back, or you're gonna hit, it's gonna hit,
bro,
the fan, you're like, oh, nah.
Bro, we're gonna have to make it work. I'm telling you, bro. The one chick I'm gonna be out the game with, that's gonna be it. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know, just like,
that's the mutual.
You know, it is what it is. You know, just like lately, I just, not necessarily been thinking about it, but just like, I've been trying to, you know, put things in place to where, like, you know, I can, it's almost like watering a plant. Like, I just try to, like, you know, put a little water here and there on each plant, you know, and eventually one, someone's going to grow, you know, some is going to die out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully the ones that, that do continue to grow, you know, they'll grow and stay healthy, and, you know, you'll be able to eat off the, what is it, you know, eat the fruits of your labor or some shit. Something like that. Grow a nice little apple tree. You know, eat some apples.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
No, for real. I mean, yeah.
Because it's been, I mean, bro, just think about it. Like, not necessarily you, but just like with me. Like, I can't lie. Yeah. Like, I, over just like the course of a year, I've met and talked to like a bunch of different chicks, and, you know, everybody, you know, they just, a lot of people just do not interest me. And, you know, even it, I don't know, man. It's just like,
what's been like your biggest turnoff? Like,
just the way people text sometimes, like the way people talk, like, they'll just be so corny. It's like, bro, shut up. Yeah. Like LMFAO. Like, like, I need a person that enjoys talking on the phone, that's actually like interesting, where we can just like talk about just like random stuff. I don't like people that's real like boring. Like, you'll text them, they'll be like, oh, like,
and they sound like uninterested.
It's like they say that they like you, but then They just talk completely different.
Yeah.
That stuff is trash. Like.
It's like, bitch, I don't interest you. Yeah, it's like, it makes you just feel like you're just some random dude. Because it's like, are you treating everybody you feel like this?
Like a burden. Like, they don't really want to talk to you, but they just, like, they're replying to you to make you feel happy. Like, that's, I don't do that. And that's another thing, with me, over the years, I've changed the way that I do things. So, not necessarily, well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but if somebody, I'll do this, I'll bait people. And like, I just want to see how interested are you? You know, I'll leave them on like delivered, and I'll see if they'll like hit me back, you know, the next day or whatnot, or just like, just try to pick their brain and see like, you know, how interested they are or whatnot, you know? You just got to be like spontaneous and like really just like try to like, you know, figure these people out. Cause it's like, you know, like dating nowadays, just getting to know people, everything is just so fast. So you just kind of, cram everything in, you know, in just a short amount of time. And it, to me, I hate that. I really do. In my opinion, you gotta be
patient.
In my opinion, like, I feel like the only way stuff really works out is when you like are friends with the person, and then you develop your way into something more. I think that's really what hurts a lot of stuff, because like, how can I explain it? For example, if I just like meet somebody, and then, you know, we're talking, you know, we're getting to know each other and all that stuff, like, that stuff is just like, it's just like so fast. Like, you don't even really get to enjoy like each other just for who they are. Like, you're trying to throw stuff together, and then just hopefully it works out. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying, just like with me, or just in general, I feel like if you could just find a situation to where you can be friends with somebody, and you don't even know what the future entails. Like, you're just cool with them, and then eventually like you guys actually like both find like a more personal interest with each other, then that's like, that's where to go. That's what I've been like experiencing a lot this year, more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you be trying to bust down, so I get it.
What'd you say?
What?
I do not know what the hell.
No rap cap, man. How we feeling about this new Roddy Ricch album that's dropping this week? We excited for it.
Transition so fast from that. Oh, thank you. The Roddy Ricch album, it should be pretty good. I like Roddy.
Well, you want to bring up something?
I'm good.
Okay.
You did me a favor.
Yeah, you just gonna talk about this Roddy Ricch, and then we probably just wrap it on up, man. I mean, we're probably gonna have another episode sometime within the next week. So how you feeling about the Roddy Ricch, man? Is it gonna be a 10 out of 10? No skips, like.
I think so. Roddy, he's never really disappointed. You know, his albums are always good. It's never really any skips on his work. He's one of my four favorite, you know, artists at the moment. Him, Blueface, Lil Baby, and NBA YoungBoy. You know, those are the forefronts of the new age rap, in my opinion. Those guys.
Yeah, behind Playboi Carti, but yeah, I'm curious to see what Roddy Ricch does. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10 right now.
I need to see who he has on that feature that he was.
Antisocial.
Yeah, hopefully it's Drake, man. I hope not.
They're probably gonna be Nip or something, but we don't see.
I mean, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
We're going to see. I mean, it could be Drake. I don't know. The way that I heard the leak in the little snippet, it might be The Weeknd.
Please don't waste my time like that, Roddy. I swear. If that nigga crossed out the name just for it to be The Weeknd, I'm going to be irate. The Weeknd? Like, right. Come on. Right, he's cool, but really? Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. Hey, Zion, matter of fact, I just read right now, actually, Zion started basketball activities over. Today.
It's over. They're going to get to the playoffs once he get back. He might average. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let his play speak for itself. He might shoot 30 free throws a game when he gets back.
We're gonna see, dog. Mm-hmm. We're gonna see. We're gonna just wrap it up, man. You know, it's another Speak on It episode. You got your boy Skip, Illy. We got another episode coming in the near future sometime within the next week. But stay tuned. We are gone.